You guys on the fence about the COVID vaccines?
I mean, they made it so quick.
I get it. It's an important decision. It may help to know that these vaccines were the most tested in history.
Yeah, but don't the shots give you COVID-19?
No, none of the vaccines contain the live virus, and it's impossible to get it from the vaccine.
And the side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
You are listening. What is this station? Well, it's WRCT. Pittsburgh, yeah. It's 88.3, and I am your host. I'm the Mockster, and this is a little program I call Viva La Mock. It truly is. And each and every week, right at this time, I do a thing called The Mock. It's a little segment I've put together where I will take a word, artist, performer, some sort of theme, and play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs about it, somehow that fit within this overreaching umbrella called The Mock. Before I get into The Mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, all the stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. Again, that's Attic Records in Millvale, 412-821-8484. That's 412-821-8484. So let's get some background music going while I give you some background on The Mock. I almost did this mock a couple weeks ago because I had discovered that my program was going to air on the 54th anniversary of Hair's off-Broadway debut back in 1967. So I was putting it together, and I'm like, oh, I came up in another mock, preempted it. And then about a week ago, Robin McNamara, who starred in the Broadway, original Broadway cast of Hair, passed away. So I'm like, okay, these are some Hair connections. I think I need to get myself a Hair mock going, right? So let's cruise in. I've got about seven songs, all from the Broadway play Hair, but as cover songs. We're going to start things off with the Nina Simone, because I ain't got no, I got life.
Viva La Mock. Ain't got no shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweater, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no bed, ain't got no mind, ain't got no mother, ain't got no culture, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no love, ain't got no name. Got my hair, got my head, got my brains, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got my mouth, I got my smile. I got my tongue, got my chin, got my neck, got my boots, got my heart, got my soul, got my back, I got my sex. I got my arms, got my hands, got my fingers, got my legs, got my feet, got my toes, got my liver, got my blood, I've got life, I got my freedom, I've got life.
Thank you. right? I met a boy called Frank Mills on September 12th right here in front of the Waverly. But unfortunately, I lost his address. He was last seen with his friend, a drummer he resembles George Harrison of the Beatles. But he wears his hair tied in a small bow at the back. I love him, but it embarrasses me to walk down the street with him. He lives in Brooklyn somewhere, and he wears his white crash helmet. He has golden chains on his leather jacket, and on the back are written the names Mary and Mom and Hell's Angels. I would gratefully appreciate it if you see him, tell him I'm in the park with my girlfriend. And please tell him Angela and I don't want the $2 back, just him.
I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty night, night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low. But don't ask me why.
'Cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
Darling.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
Here, baby, there, mama.
The wonder of my hair. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, ratty-matty, oily, greasy, fleecy, shiny, steaming, gleaming, flaxen, waxy.
Knotted, polka-dotted, twisted, beaded, braided, powdered, flowered, and confetti, mangled, tangled, spangled,
and spaghetti.
Oh, say, can't you see my eyes? If you can, then my hair's too short. Down to here, down to there, down to there, down to where it stops by itself.
Don't ever have to cut it, 'cause it stops by itself.
I'll give you a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Now won't you give me down to there? Shoulder length longer.
Hair.
Here, baby, there, mama. Everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair.
Yeah, I went there. I went there. Cowsill's version of Hair to wrap up a mock of the Broadway show Hair. And speaking of Hair, did you know that it was recently Love Your Red Hair Day? Now, you have to have red hair to be able to love your red hair day, but it's not Love a Redhead. It was Love Your Red Hair Day. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. Let's get back into what were those songs? What were those songs that made up the Hair mock? Before the Cowsills, the Strawberry Alarm Clock, title track from their Good Morning Sunshine album. Also, Golden Smog in there. If you're like, was that the Jayhawks? It was members of the Jayhawks. It was Golden Smog doing a version of Easy to Be Hard. Lemonheads with Frank Mills from It's a Shame About Ray. The Undisputed Truth gave us their version of the song you hear in the background, talking about Aquarius. Yeah, I decided to go with The Undisputed Truth over The Fifth Dimension. Just, I don't know. I mean, I went with the Cowsills. I kind of went with a hit there, but I decided. I wanted some Undisputed Truth in that set. And then Quincy Jones doing Walking in Space from 1969. All 12 minutes of Quincy Jones. Just had to let that go. And then Nina Simone started up the entire set from her Nuff Said album with I Ain't Got No, I Got Life. That was a Hair mock celebrating the debut of the off-Broadway production of that in 1967 and paying tribute to Robin McNamara, who recently passed away. We'll find ourselves back into more music here on the Viva La Mock radio program right after this quick announcement.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Get right back into music from his Limitations of Source tape release, or LOST as the acronym spells. It's Chris Church here on Viva La Mock with Fall Into Me.
And if you're crying over time, wounds that don't get mended, keep your fine lines in your mind. No, my hands extended, you can fall into me. Dying to hear you calling, fall into me. It's a dark day, a hard way to find the dream's fruition. And the long nights, the wrongs and rights, when words are ammunition. But you fight your fear and you burst your ear and you give me a reason to love. Then you're all. You can't fall into me.
If you let me take your heart, I will prove to you we will never be apart. If I'm part of you, open up your eyes now. Tell me what you see. It is no surprise now. What you see is me. Big and black the clouds may be, time will pass away. If you put your trust in me, I'll make bright your day. Look into these eyes now, tell me what you see. Don't you realize now, what you see is me. Tell me what you see. Listen to me one more time. How can I get through? Can't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you? Open up your eyes now. Tell me what you see. It is no surprise now. What you see is me. Tell me what you see. Listen to me one more time. How can I get through? Can't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you? Open up your eyes now. Tell me what you see. It is no surprise now. What you see is me.
Dressed like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. To a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers, and security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you paid for this? Said, nothing, man. You and me, we'll travel around the world, just you and me. Punk
small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away. Oh, and tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away. It's just a song away. Hey, see what you made. Forget me music. This is who could love me, you know. This ain't no Roxy music. This is new form music. This is old form music. This is I paid attention now. So this is prediction music. Ah, who could let me use it? Oh, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away. Oh, and tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away. It's just a song away. You know I'll always be straight with you. I stole my personality from an anonymous source, and I'm getting paid for it too. I don't feel bad about that. Give me my chance back. Well, this is on the rise music. This is novelty music. This is who could blame music. I don't get fooled by it. This is where'd you go music. This is come home music. This is down to the wire, and I'm such a perfect angel music. Tries. Oh, and tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away. Oh, and tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away. Oh, well, this is success music, and what's it to you? My lawyer always says these are the facts about the future. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away. A song away, it's just a song away.
All right, I have a prediction for you. I have a really good prediction for you. So you want to know what this prediction is? That song I just played is going to be stuck in your head at some point in the next day or so. It really is. And you're going to be like, Monster, I don't even know who sang it. I've never even heard that song before, some of you might say. Well, the band is Hockey. The song's called Song Away, and it's just, it's hook-filled. It is hook-filled and will be at least stuck in my head for the next couple days. So, to myself and to you, you're welcome. Hey, before the Hockey, how about some Dead Milkmen? Punk rock girl. Beatles in there from the Help soundtrack with Tell Me What You See. And Chris Church started off the entire set. Fall Into Me. Hey, I think I mentioned to you that I do hang out down at Arsenal Lane's DJing each and every Thursday, spinning 80s, 90s music. But if you can't join me, you should tune in to WRCT, and you can join our rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But what he does is he takes this focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. And it's a great show to listen to because it will open up your ears to some really good songs, and you're like, oh, they're still putting music out. Yeah, don't write them off just because they're not on the charts. They're on our charts and in our hearts. Anyway, it's Courts in Session. It's each and every Thursday at 8 p.m. And if you can't make it because maybe you decided that 80s, 90s thing sounded pretty cool, you can listen again Monday afternoons on his Encore presentation. Speaking of 80s, 90s music, this one came out right on the edge, I think 1990. It's Love. It's King's X. It's Viva La Mach. We'll
The glamour boys live off their ambition. The glamour boys have it all figured out. A very, very dubious position. They got no clout. The glamour boys' whole life is a gamble. They might get over or fall flat on the face. But if one does, there's no need to worry. Another G boy will take his place. I ain't no glamour boy, I'm famous. I ain't no glamour boy. Whoa. I ain't no glamour boy, I'm famous. I ain't no glamour boy.
It's no good. A boy is brought from hard time Del Caldiche to a Norte home for walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just siente muy pronto va a acabar. Encontró trabajo, es buscar una guampaja donde él vive. No quieren la raza. Living just enough, just enough for the city.
Just enough for the city.
If you want to talk about a band that just oozes Detroit swagger, the Dirt Bombs, in my mind, do that very, very well. And that's the Dirt Bombs also doing a Stevie Wonder song very, very well, Living in the City. Before the Dirt Bombs from 1988's Vivid album, Living Color, gave us Glamour Boys. You know, I actually got a chance to meet those guys back around, it was like 1990, I believe it was. And I remember getting on their tour bus. I was going to do a little interview with them. And Corey Glover's in the back playing Tetris. That's what I remember. Hey, before the Living Color, started the entire set off with King's X from 1990 and It's Love. That pretty much wraps up what we need to do. I do need to tell you a couple things, though. I do. First and foremost, every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you. Yeah, now, because of that, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters, big and small. They support military families. They help ensure that blood is available when it's needed. And they also teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. So you can be a hero and donate today. You can visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Also, don't forget, you go to our website, wrct.org, and you can stream if you're not doing it now. You can actually listen to this program. Like, let's say you're driving, and there's just no good radio on, and maybe you don't have the satellite radio, or you're just tired of it. You can just hook up your phone to the internet and listen. I've done that. You can also find a schedule with all our shows on there. And there's a lot of good shows for you to check out. Don't forget, you can always check out Jay Thurber, that snarky kid that you like to say, okay, Gen Xer, too, with his program Radio 9. It happens each and every Saturday from noon to 3. It's a mix of oldies and newies, and as I mentioned, a little snark. It's Radio 9 with Jay Thurber right here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 FM. And don't forget, you can catch me down at Arsenal Lanes on Thursdays, or you can just email me if you got a song you want to hear on a future show, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Dave Brubeck has been my background music for the duration of my program with one of my favorite songs. It's Take 5. Thanks for listening to the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
Michael Norman, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronaviruses today, but now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. It's time for
Viva Lamar.
AIX morning news update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
RCT in sound from way out.
If you're already concerned about the direction of the United States, I don't know that today's program is going to make you feel that much better. We had two major rallies in the United States this weekend, each more depraved than the last. We had the March for Life anti-abortion rally, which we're going to get to. We also had the anti-vaccine defeat the mandates rally in Washington, D.C. And this rally was headlined, and this makes me really sad because I know the guy, very nice guy in private, not a dumb guy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, as some of you know, I've had dinner with in a small group and is someone that through environmental lawyers I know is kind of in my circle. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. headlining the Defeat the Mandates rally in Washington, D.C. and saying that vaccine mandates are worse than the Nazi Holocaust. I mean, this really is tough to watch. The context of this rally before we get to the clip is that this was supposedly an anti-mandate rally, not an anti-vax rally. But a lot of the people there are historically anti-vax. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. At one point I tuned in and there was a woman talking about vaccines causing autism. I mean, for all the claims that they're only against the mandates, it was all of the typical anti-vax stuff. Dr. Robert Malone was there, Dr. Peter McCullough, sort of a who's who of Joe Rogan guests. And I'm going to play this clip for you. And this is maybe one of the most disgusting things I've seen. And it's particularly disturbing because this is a guy I know who I had dinner with once, and he seemed completely connected to reality. So here is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Listen to this clip going viral yesterday. Take a look.
Even in Hitler Germany, you could cross the Alps into Switzerland. You can hide in an attic like Anne Frank did. I visited in 1962 East Germany with my father and met people who had climbed the wall and escaped. So it was possible. Many died doing it, but it was possible. Today, the mechanisms are being put in place that will make it so none of us can run and none of us.
This is absolutely unconscionable and disgusting. Now, it's also historically inaccurate in the sense that they got Anne Frank and her family and killed her. So she was only even if you concede the completely disgusting, vile trivialization of the Holocaust and you know, you put aside 10 different things. They got Anne Frank. Anne Frank couldn't hide at the end of the day. They got her and they got her family and they killed her. But what is the obsession here with trivializing the trauma of the Holocaust? Vaccine requirements to get your kid in school are like when the Nazis killed the Jews, conducted disgusting medical experiments on them, imprisoned them in work camps, gassed Jews. That's like when a school says, for everybody's safety, little Joey's got to get a few vaccines. And there was a very good tweet from the Auschwitz Memorial Museum account saying, quote, exploiting of the tragedy of people who suffered, were humiliated, tortured, and murdered by the totalitarian regime of Nazi Germany, including children like Anne Frank, in a debate about vaccines and limitations during global pandemic, is a sad symptom of moral and intellectual decay. And understand that Bobby Kennedy's not even just exploiting the tragedy of the Holocaust. He's saying it wasn't as bad as what's, quote, happening to them now. And of course, nothing is happening. Now,